My name is Noah Silverstein, and I'm reporting for Pass the Mic from KVNF. I'm going to interview you about the Affordable Care Act. Some people know it as Obamacare. And the first thing I'd like to ask you is, since this has started, did it put a good or a bad effect on your life?
I think it put a bad effect on my life.
And why would that be?
Well, it just seems like my care, what I'm having to pay for now, is going up, and I just don't agree with a lot of what's going on.
If you could change something or things about it, what would you change about it?
I think that everybody should have their own insurance companies, and it should be kind of like it's been in the past.
Well, thank you very much.
So what do you think about the taxes? Are they too high?
I think they're too high for what we get for them.
Do you think it'll ever change?
I hope so. I'm hoping we'll get some politicians in there to put the people before themselves.
What do you think the price should be for taxes?
What do I think the price should be for taxes? I think I'd like to try the flat tax, where whether it's 1% or 10%, no matter what people make, they all pay the same amount.
Do you think that'll ever happen?
I really don't know, but I think it'd be worth trying. Maybe they could try it in local states or local regions and see how it works there, and then if it works well, move it up to larger government.
What do you feel about the leasing of land for the development of the coal mine up LaRue Creek?
I think that was one of the main reasons why we had Paonia, is because of the coal mines. That's part of why we even still have a town, is because that is where most of the jobs in the town come from. As far as leasing more land for the coal mine, unless they really, really need to, I don't think it's super necessary.
How do you think it will affect the people around it?
I think it would probably, depending on where it is and depending on who it is, it would probably provide a lot more jobs in the county. At the same time, it would probably lessen the quality of life a little bit, because we would have people from all over the place coming in here, and we'd probably lose a little bit of the Paonia-ness.
Have you heard about Bill Koch in the newspaper or talked about it with friends?
Sure.
How do you feel about what he's doing to the environment?
To what?
To the environment?
I don't like it.
How long have you lived in the North Fork?
21 years.
Do you feel that the land has changed over the years that Bill Koch has been here?
Not so much, but on the land that he owns, Bear Ranch, in particular.
Okay. What could he do better to the community?
Well, a lot of us are concerned about the roads and making areas of that were once at least pasture, maybe even considered wilderness, and turning them into something more like a resort.
Do you think we have enough different kinds of music in our valley?
You know, I think actually this valley has lots of great music. For a town this size, there is a plethora of different offerings, and I think the quality of musicianship is quite high and quite diverse.
Do you think we should have any different kinds?
Well, I'm always up for different kinds of music. I love all kinds of music, and so sure, I'm open to that idea.
My name is Isaac, and I'm from the KVNF program, Pass the Mic, and I was wondering how you thought we should deal with the mosquito problem of the West Nile virus.
Mosquito problem of the West Nile virus. So I think, you know, educating people about, you know, what to look for with mosquitoes would be an important part first, you know, so people are aware of what's going on. So maybe, you know, do some sort of, you know, maybe there could be some public information, you know, about like that. I think that's going to be probably the key to it, is just public education about how to sort of prevent getting bit by mosquitoes in the first place, people just being aware that it's even an issue, because maybe a lot of people don't even recognize that it's an issue that can affect them.
So what's your opinion on the fogging they've been doing in the forests?
I always get a little concerned about doing things sort of that are going to affect not only the, you know, one species, but a whole bunch of different types of animals. I think it could have effect beyond just, you know, affecting the mosquitoes.
I'm not sure how we should deal with it. Maybe we should not have standing water, and I don't think that the way we are dealing with it is going to work.
So you don't like the idea of spraying and fogging?
No, I don't.
you're more into the idea of maybe cutting down standing water, natural ways of dealing with the mosquitoes?
Yes, if they work.
I am Leaf reporting from Past the Mic. What do you think about Jumbo?
Jumbo the mountain?
Yeah, like, what do you think about, like, the hiking and the biking?
Oh, man, it's awesome, dude. We got the best bike trails around. Jumbo is the best mountain other than Lamborn, basically.
Do you have any opinion on, like, the hunters?
You know, I'm not really big into hunting, but as long as you're eating what you kill, I suppose it's all right with me.
Okay. What do you think about Jumbo Mountain?
Well, it's fun to look at from my house.
Do you like the hiking and the biking?
I don't do hiking and biking. I'm too old for that. I do four-wheeler riding and horseback.
Do you have any opinion on it because four-wheelers and stuff can't go up on there?
Well, I don't go where four-wheelers can't go.
Okay. Do you have any opinion on, like, the hunting?
The hunting?
Yeah.
We should hunt everywhere. Otherwise, we're going to be covered up with elk and deer and eating all of our gardens and everything. You get people from the city who don't understand ranching. You get people from the ranches who think the city people are crazy. So, I mean, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But they all ought to work together for the best for the whole community, for what's best for the whole community. We need biking and hiking and all that because people like to do that. But ranchers also need to be able to run their cattle, and the gardeners need to grow their gardens, and everybody needs to get along. That's what's the matter with this world. Nobody can get along. So that's what we need, more people learning how to get along.